You've heard the headlines. Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes make sense of the madness now.
Let's see. First, they were dreamers. Now, succeeders. Don't even make me try to come up with a name for this. The latest proposal from Senator Blake kicks off at 10 o'clock.
The Local Lead, brought to you by the Carol Royce Real Estate Team.
U.S. Senator Jeff Flake, Arizona senator, has addressed border wall security and the future of young immigrants in the country with what is considered a compromise bill introduced this morning. The Arizona Republicans' proposed legislation would provide $1.6 billion in funding for border fortification and would give conditional resident status to DACA recipients and other children.
And joining us right now is Senator Jeff Flake. Good morning, Senator.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
No, thank you. So let's talk a little bit about this bill. And again, I was kind of making fun of it a little bit only because it's called the Border Security and Deferred Action Recipient Relief Act, and I cannot come up with an acronym that would flow.
We didn't even try.
Good on you, because that's not gonna work. Explain to me what's different between this and maybe the last proposal we heard. I want to say they called that the Succeed Act. What's different?
Well, what I'm doing is taking measures that already have support or have already passed one of the bodies. And the border security element here, the $1.6 billion, is what the president requested and then the House provided and actually passed. So we know that it has support. And it's things that we actually need and need additional fencing in Texas and California. I've added all the time from the ranchers and the Border Patrol and other landowners near the border on access roads. We requested myself and Senator McCain a while ago a GAO study on this issue, and that will help our border security quite a bit. So what I'm trying to do is get what already has demonstrated some support and put that together to solve two issues. One, our border security situation, and the DACA issue.
Okay, but let's focus on the DACA issue, because the border security issue, strengthening the border, new access roads for Border Patrol, provisions to deport gang members. Yeah, I mean, that is all already had support. But where the rubber meets the road in all of this is the conditional resident status to DACA recipients, the idea that they would be able to stay for 10 years if they meet certain education requirements. A green card could come later, as could citizenship. That's the big part of this. So what kind of support are you getting on that portion of your new bill?
You know, there are some people in the Congress that don't want to provide any relief, who think that it would be an amnesty to let any child who was brought here by their parents to allow them to stay. But I think that that's a very small view in terms of numbers in Congress. And most, I think the vast majority of Republicans and Democrats want to solve this issue. What they're concerned about is that it will incentivize additional illegal immigration in the future. So that's what we're trying to deal with, one, within the legislation. By the dates that we use, you have to have been enrolled in this program, the DACA program, or have to have been here in 2012. And so there aren't any late entrants. And two, with the border security elements that we know that we need. So I would say that it's got broad support issue. The president has indicated that he wants to solve it as well.
We're talking to Arizona Senator Jeff Flake about a new compromise bill for DACA that involves a path to legal status and also border security. I'm curious, Senator, if in your dealings in the Senate and in Congress, you being from a border state, how different is your perception and your knowledge of immigration to, let's say, maybe some senators or some congressmen? This isn't their hot burner issue.
Right. Yeah, well, if you're from a border state, if you deal with this issue like we have for so long, Arizonans have borne the brunt of the federal government's failure to have a secure border or have a rational immigration policy for a long time. So, yeah, it's an educating experience to try to talk to my colleagues from Delaware or North Dakota or elsewhere about some of these issues. But, I mean, in Arizona, on the DACA side, we have 48,000 kids right now who are protected by DACA, who, if we don't fix this, would be subject to deportation in about 4 months. And then on the border security side, obviously, we know the issues there.
You talk about the DACA recipients being eligible for deportation within 4 months. What's the likelihood of a bill like the one you introduced this morning actually passing and going anywhere in that period of time?
No, I think there is a good likelihood. The timetable that we're under right now, the most likely vehicle for legislation like I proposed this morning is the omnibus bill, spending bill, that will be passing sometime in late November or early December. And that falls within the 4 months to get this done. It was 6 months when the president proposed it just a few months ago. So I do think that that's possible and likely. The president has indicated he wants to do it. He met with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi the other day and indicated that he wanted a solution. And what this legislation does, I think, is that it hits a sweet spot to as close as we can with portions of.
Whoops. Are you there? Are you there, Senator?
And that's the difference.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm still here. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I may have cut out.
I wanted to follow up and a final question for you. Obviously, you have optimism and you believe in it. What is the realistic expectation that Congress is going to be able to deal with and solve this problem by March?
Hello.
Oh, yes, sir. Are you there?
Now I am. I may have lost you for a second.
Oh, but my question to you is realistically, how do you feel that, or what are your odds that Congress can actually deal with this problem by March?
Oh, the difference here is that we've never had a firm deadline where now 800,000 kids who have had protection from deportation for a number of years now would be subject to deportation. That's a dynamic that we haven't had before. And when you have a deadline like that, then there's far more incentive and motivation to meet it. So I am confident that we'll get it done. And the fact that, it has wide support dealing with this DACA issue, particularly when you couple it with border security.
Thank you very much, Senator Flake. We appreciate your time today. As Senator Flake has put together, let me get this right again, the Border Security and Deferred Action Recipient Relief Act, the BSDARRA.
And if you want to learn more about that act that Bruce just talked about, as well as Senator Jeff Flake explained, there is a great article up for you right now at KTIR.com.